November 18, Inevitable Opposition. John chapter 15, verses 20 and 21. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. From John chapter 15 verse 18 to chapter 16 verse 4, Jesus is explaining to his disciples the cost of the mission before them. He will outline three causes for the opposition they and all Christians will face. The first, in chapter 15 verses 18 and 19, is that we have a different nature to the nature of the world. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world. He now outlines the second cause for opposition, our association with him. We are called to love the world and constantly seek its salvation, but the world that rejected Jesus rejects us and our message. The world persecuted Jesus and persecutes those who continue Jesus' mission today. Jesus did not expect his disciples to form a cloistered community. As he was sent into the world, so he sends us into the world. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. Jesus reminded his disciples what he had said after washing their feet. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. From John chapter 13 verse 16. Jesus uses the same truth here to explain to his disciples why the world will reject them. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. But not all the Jews had persecuted Jesus, and not all would persecute the disciples. Some received Jesus' message, and so would receive their message. If they obeyed my teaching, and they will obey yours also. Referring to the persecution the disciples would experience, Jesus said, "They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me." The name stands for the person, so in effect, Jesus was saying, "They will treat you this way because of me." The disciples would become objects of persecution because they identified with Jesus and not with their Jewish leaders. The ultimate reason for the persecution, though, is that they do not know the one who sent me. Even though the persecutors would think they were doing God's service by persecuting Jesus and his followers, they were doing what they were doing because they didn't know the true God at all. Being identified with Jesus makes opposition inevitable. The opposition comes not because people don't recognize Christ in us, but because they do. Jesus wanted his disciples prepared for what was coming. Don't think that if you're loving and gracious because you're a Christian, that this will stop people rejecting you. Behind the opposition are powers of darkness who push the world against us. These powers know who we are and who we serve. We need to be loving and we need always to be gracious, but we also need to be prepared. Remember, the world rejected and crucified Jesus and continues to reject him.